is that there has never been a time that God was not. Nor will there ever be a time that God will not be. He is eternal past, and he is eternal future. And as he says in 1 Timothy, the first chapter and 17th verse, he is immortal. He is immortal. As long as eternity goes on, our God will be there with us. And he will be doing and receiving the blessings of his children for all that he has brought us through. But most of all, I don't believe in my heart that we will have concept of all the things we went through in this life. But we will praise him that he saved our souls from the devil's hell. And we will never be able to thank him enough just for that. I still thank him after all these years, and I will praise him for the saving of our dying soul and giving us life. But the Lord says, I know not any. If God says that there are no other gods, with a capital G, and he doesn't know of any besides him, I'd have to say there is no other God. Capital G. You can have a carving made of wood and coated with gold or silver and set it up for people to worship, but it's still not a God. As they experience with Dagon and other gods throughout the scriptures, we find that they have ears, but they can't hear. They have eyes, but they can't see. And they have hands, but they cannot touch. But we have a God that can do all things in heaven and earth. And he is more than just the true God to each and every one of us that know him as our Redeemer. Could you imagine your life without God? How desperate that you would be to know that at any hour you could leave this world not having the assurance of God in your life. And that was always has been our consolation to folks, their families, when loved ones leave this world, knowing Jesus Christ is, I'm so thankful that they've gone to a better place. They're in a better place than what you and I are, because they're resting under the altar of God until that great and glorious day when our Savior comes in the clouds of glory. And all of the other small gods will be burned up with fire and brimstone. You see, it's only God that can come to see that we have in our life. If your life, I told you just a few minutes ago, Bonnie and John has been through so much in the last year. No doubt their life feels like a sea that is raging. And we've all had those times in our life. The small letter G for God cannot calm the sea or the storm that you're in. But even in the midst of a storm, I started singing a song in my heart as I was coming back from Clarence and George's house. He whispers sweet peace to my soul. Even in the midst of a storm, he can, as he did with the disciples, he can speak and the storm can be dispersed. Has he dispersed anybody else's storms in your life today? The small gods can't do that. Only our God is able to heal the wounded spirit that we've all encountered along this journey. We've had times that our spirit just wasn't what it ought to be. You ever been down in the dumps? Somebody say amen so I feel better. We've all been there. But God is able to come by and help that wounded spirit that we have down in our heart. And he's the only God that can hear my heart's cry. How many times have we individually laid on our bed and tears fly because of things that bothered us so dearly? No one else could hear the tears hitting the pillow. But God knew every tear that fell. And he knows every tear that we shed along this journey. But he knows what causes the tears. He hears the cry of our heart. God is a heart God. He doesn't deal so much with our emotions as much as he does with our heart. And he hears every cry that comes from there. And he's the only God that can give us assurance in the times of needing reassured. Because we've all been at that point or a point in our life where we needed assurance. We need assurance. Is it me, Lord? Am I the one? They used to sing a song that said, "Is it me, Lord, standing in need of prayer?" Or, "It is me, Lord, standing in need of prayer. I got a problem I can't solve." And the Lord is able to give us the assurance that everything will be all right. His word promises us that it'll be all right. You say, "Well, what about all those that's sick? Does he tell us he's going to heal every one of them?" You know, I believe God hears our prayers. He said he would hear the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But he may not answer them the way that we have prayed that prayer. We pray for healing, and God promotes them to heaven. And we think, "God, you didn't answer my prayer." Well, he gave them healing. They no longer will suffer like they did. He's the only God that can provide a refuge for us. He is my rock. He's that cleft in the rock that I can go to. Many years ago, saw a picture about a storm. The storm was all around, and it said peace in the midst of a storm. And you had to look real close because of the storm. The rain was coming down hard, and you look real close past the rain, and you see a little cutout in a mountain, and there's a bird sitting there on her nest in peace, even though the storm is raging all around her. He provides a refuge. David said, "Lead me to that rock that is higher than I." And I know I can go to the mountain. He is a mountain today in our life. He's the only God that can give us strength when we have no strength left. Physically and spiritually. Emotionally, he is the strength that only a true God can give to us. I've seen people that, in fact, I talked to a guy many years ago he didn't have any religion, so he really didn't convert, but he started with Buddha. And I asked him, "Why Buddha?" And he said, "Well, that's what my wife does, so I just accepted it, and that's who I worship now." I'm glad I got something that's more than just me saying I'm going to worship that little G God. I had a call, didn't you? A call that drawed me out of darkness into light. A call that brought me out of sin into his marvelous light and saved my dying soul. And he is still today my strength. When I am weak, I am strong. In fact, the scripture says, "In my weakness I am made perfect through his strength." He is my strength. All these other gods have no strength. But God has strength today. I was looking this up and I want to share this with you tonight, that there are seven times in Isaiah that God said, "There is no God besides me." He says it in 43 and 11, "Besides me there is no Savior." And I say, amen. In 44 and 6, He says, besides me, in our reading tonight, there is no God. In 44:8, he says, is there a God besides me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. And then 45:5, he says, there is no God besides me. 45:6, again, he says, there is none besides me. And then 45:21, he said, there is no God beside me. And at 45:21, he went on to say, there is none besides me. And I say, if you have God, you don't need any other gods. You don't need any other gods if you have Him. He's the only God that will stand as our defender. How many times we don't know that God has fought battles in our stead? How many times has He been there? When the devil come to bring evil against us, God stood up and fought. In fact, David said it like this: the battle's not mine, Lord, I give it to you. Because he knew God was his defender. Because we are weak, but he is strong. Amen. And he's the only God that can comfort a broken heart. Hallelujah. People think that preachers have the words to comfort a broken heart. And the only words that we have is what comes from this grand old book. But you know, all of us can pray a prayer that God would send the comforter by that broken heart to give it the peace that it stands in need of. And I pray that tonight for our family. And I consider Clarence and Georgia my family. And I pray that for them this evening. He's the only God that can bring salvation to a dying soul. Amen. The only God. All these other gods is just you follow a script and you try to live good enough or pay enough or do enough good deeds to try to get in. I didn't get it that way. I got it through old-time Holy Ghost-filled conviction that brought salvation to my heart and my soul. And all these other gods will soon find out that there is no God besides our God. When he comes in the clouds of glory, all the other gods will melt with a fervent heat. But who's going to ride triumphant but the church of the living God as we leave here this world, praising him for all eternity, because he is the only true God. Only true God. He's gone up against the prophets of Baal. And who won? God. He's gone up against the other gods of this world. And who won? God. No God compares to our God. And I think even on a Wednesday night, we can say, thank you, Lord, that I know you and you know me. And he is my God. And I appreciate all that he has done. If I began to list off, if I could list off everything that God has done for me, I reckon that there wouldn't be enough time left in my life to document them all. Maybe not enough paper or ink at my disposal where I could copy or document them all, how good he has been to me. And yet, in spite of myself and my weaknesses and my failures, you know what he says? I'm still your God. I'm still your God. But let me close with this tonight. He's not my God because I first chose him. He's my God because he chose me first. Amen. I don't know about you, but growing up, I don't know if I was ever chosen first for anything. But God chose me. Amen. He chose me. And because of that, I say, thank you, Lord. No other God can do for us what our God can. And Scripture tells us, if I can just rephrase it real quickly, wherever your heart is at, that's where your God is at. If it's in God Almighty, your heart will show it, and that's where your treasure will be at. But we find out so quickly, everything we work for our whole life in a moment can be changed. So quickly. All of our hopes and our dreams are cut off so quickly. And people say, might say that that would be depressing. Not if you've seen what we've got waiting on the other side. I counsel thee to lay up treasures in heaven, where moth and rust and thieves do not break through and steal. The only true God. The only true God. And I'm thankful and proud to say, He's mine. There used to be a song, Sharon, maybe some of y'all remember this. I'm His and He's mine. Amen. That's an old, old song. But it's got so much truth in it today. And a song that, another one that comes along, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Because God has proved to be everything I need in a God, in a Savior, in a friend. How many of you know Him as a friend tonight? He's more than just a God. He's a friend. And He's a present help in a time of trouble. Tonight we're going to close with prayer, asking God to help us to present Him to a lost and dying world as the only God that can save their dying souls. None of these other gods can do it. In fact, they're all still entombed. Sarah sings that song every once in a while for us and does a wonderful job on it. Buddha's still there. Muhammad's still there. They're still in the tomb. But our God said, I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to raise it up. And sure enough, you know what happened on the third and appointed morning? He arose. And today, proving that He's the only true and living God. How many of you got family members that need to know Him? Friends and co-workers. And I don't know, when you look at all that God offers, why people would reject Him. He offers so much to each and every one of us. And I just barely scratched the surface on everything that He does for us. Did I mention He woke me up this morning? Give me health and strength. Watched over us in our travels. Give us the intellect to do our jobs and provide for our families and so many more things that our God does. And I got to close, but let me put this in. Some might be questioning or stating, you just think your God can do everything. And to that I say, amen. 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 If He can't do it, it can't be done. And there is nothing impossible for our God. Would you join us as we close in an altar of prayer, praying for our church, praying for our church family, asking God to send in those that are lost, that we might present not a dead God, but a living God, so that they could be saved before it's too late. Pray with us tonight, would you? Dear Lord, I praise You for Your word and for Your spirit. I praise You, God, that You've given us this hour to worship You in song and in word. God, asked You to look down upon the many ones that don't know You. And Lord, I believe that Your coming is so nigh at hand. But God, yet we pray for those that are still lost, that God, that You would tarry yet another day and give them that opportunity again to be saved before it's too late. Speak to their hearts, God, as only You can, that they might come to know You as their Lord before this world comes to a close. Lord, we ask You to be with these that are sick, be with those that are having procedures and surgeries. Lord, be with those tonight that are brokenhearted. Comfort them in this hour. Go with us now. Lead, guide, and direct us in all things that we do, for we ask it in the name of Jesus. And amen. 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 God bless these many, many needs tonight. And I just so thankful that I have a God that can do everything. Everything. Nothing impossible with our God. Is it all right if I ask for prayer? We mentioned the services for Clarence, and I'll be conducting the services on Tuesday. So I certainly stand in need of prayer for such a mighty man of God. And y'all know I exalted Clarence high as a friend and as a preacher and as a pastor, that he worked hard for many years. But now he's gone to get his reward. So I ask that you pray for us, that God will just give us a message. He told me many times that his grandchildren, he was so concerned about his grandchildren and them and their relationship with God. And God would just give us a word to share with the family of comfort, and also a realization that we're all going to walk through this valley. So I need your prayers. In fact, there's not a day I don't need your prayers. And not a day that you don't need our prayers. We need the prayers of each other while we're here. So remember them, and he's going to be buried up in Milford. What's that? Graceland, yeah. Yeah, that's where so many of our family members are at. So remember that as well. Seems like I'm forgetting something, but yet I don't know what it is. But God bless you and yours. Have a great rest of this week. Stay off the roof, Jack. That's Sarah's job. Amen. Yeah, I think Sarah's quit roofing. But have a great rest of your week. Enjoy each and every day, and may God bless you, is my prayer.